pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Brian, did I tell you that it was flagging?
I didn't get the call.
This is good, didn't it?
I checked messages.
Good morning, Des Moines County Board of Supervisors. Tuesday, January 26th, 2021. Are there any changes to the tentative agenda?
I have none.
We have none. Agenda. Meet with department heads, elected officials. Terry Johnson, Des Moines County Auditor.
Good morning. I am pleased to announce that we have hired a payroll deputy. So next will be the training and hopefully it'll give three of us some relief so that we can continue on with our regular jobs.
Be safe for me to be in the auditor's office again now.
It'll be safe for you to call them in the office, yes. Yes, it will be. So anyway, we're just happy and thrilled and as usual, we're busy in the office, so that's all I have to announce.
Congratulations. I know that you guys have been in a tight spot for some time, so.
Been an awful tough go for you.
Yeah, last year was a rough year and the beginning of the year hasn't been the best either, but we just plug on, so.
Thanks, Terry. Colin Gerst, IT.
Just keeping busy like always, nothing to report.
Lisa Schaefer, Des Moines County Attorney.
Just staying busy, getting ready for jury trials, which are going to begin in about 3 weeks. 2 weeks. We actually have an associate court set for the 9th, I believe. So getting ready to start trials in a couple of weeks.
Brian Carter, Secondary Roads.
Good morning. I'll just lead in and follow up with what Terry said. And, a ton of credit to Terry and to Cheryl and to Becky for keeping payroll going and keeping people getting checks and stuff like that. That was definitely a three-person tag team just to keep things moving, and they're all still learning. So I'm glad they were able to get somebody hired. So, otherwise, I guess the obvious topic is snow. So we did run last night a little bit late. It wasn't enough to plow, but we did throw material out on all our paved roads. So, and then everybody was out, motor graders and trucks. We're out at 5 this morning. So it looked like they're making good headway, although now they've kind of brought in another 1 to 3 today. So that'll kind of cover things up. We'll just stick at it and keep going, and we'll keep going tomorrow if that's what it requires. So, yeah, things are moving along. We'd like to get it all knocked back as best we can. They're talking some pretty cold weather, at least tomorrow night. So try to get that back. And we are down one blade guy and one truck guy, so we're spread a little bit thin. Guys will spread out and cover as best they can. The gravels are really hit or miss. There's some places that are blown clear. There's some places where you'll find a 2 or 3 foot drift that's not real big. It's just right there. You got to bust through it. So covering ground. So the bridge guys, I'm sure that today's probably a day they're not there, but they made good headway last week, and they're down to one more pour, basically the top portion of the north pier. And that'll be the majority, if not all, I guess, of the concrete work for the substructure for the abutments and the piers. And then, of course, you get into some riprap and a little bit of shaping, and then you start figuring out when you could set beams. So it all sounds easier than it is, but they definitely have, like I've said before, made good use of the weather. So it'll look a lot different when we get that other pier poured and get everything standing there in midair so you can really start to see how it takes shape, I guess. So we are close to having a set of plans ready for the geode paving project, which is in our program. I have a couple cover sheets for the three of you to sign today. We are still working on it, but one of the women in my office is going to be gone, leaving on a vacation here for a week. So we're going to see if we can't get that stuff out, if she can get the bid documents together. So if for some reason we find something, because it's just a little bit early, we're still putting the final, true final corrections on the plans and stuff. I may track you back down for another copy, but since you guys were going to be here, I'm just going to go ahead and get them signed right now. And if we can get them mailed out of here this week yet, we'll call it a success. We got with Terry, and I think we're looking, if everything holds together, maybe a late February bid date for that. So February, I want to say 25th. I'll remind you of it when we get a little bit closer. That is a local job, so we'll do a local bid letting. Short little job. I mean, we're talking about a $200,000 to $250,000 job just to do that hill that's falling apart there west of the dam. But it needs done, and glad we're in a position to be able to move forward and hopefully get that bid, and that'll be work sometime this summer. I've been in touch with Henry County, and they're aware of it, and I've been in touch with the DNR there in Geo just to give them a heads up. So,
how far does our line go up that hill?
Not very far.
It's not very far.
Well, you go up the hill, but once you get up on top of the hill, the lines...
That's Henry County?
Yeah, you don't go very far. It'd be impossible for me to describe it just as we sit here, because there's really not something obvious there to tell you where it's at, but it's not very far at all.
Well, I know that first house right on top of the hill is in Henry County.
Yes, it is. The line, if you can envision, the road's kind of running like a west-northwest, and the line's running due west right there, so... So there's a sliver of land where, as they diverge, I guess. So, it's you don't go very far, but we do own the hill, unfortunately. I couldn't trade that to Henry County.
Give it to them.
It's worth a shot, but they weren't interested in taking it. So, it'll be a good little project. Yeah. It's not a whole lot, but it's kind of a pain to work there. It's tight quarters. You got that rock outcropping and stuff like that, but anyway, we've made good headway on that, and we're not too far off. Hopefully, we'll send that out for bid. So, and that is all I have.
What snow did we get across county? It looked like I got between 4 and 5 inches.
With all the wind, where I live, with all the wind, it's really hard to judge. My guess is, I took a drive last night to decide on motor graders. I'd say we had a couple inches last night, and I'd say we added at least a couple inches overnight. So I would guess your estimate would be about right, 4 to 5, depending on where you're at. So it's always a different world towards Burlington, because you get out of some of the wind. You got a lot more trees and stuff like that. So, but I would say somewhere in that area, and then whatever falls on top of us. And then right now they've got a pretty good system in for Saturday, Sunday, next weekend. We'll see what comes of that.
Something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Sheriff Kevin Glendinning.
Good morning. Things are going well at the sheriff's office. We're kind of getting situated and settling into place there. Have an agenda item that should wrap up our city contracts for law enforcement services. And the jail numbers have gone down. I think they were at 95 last week. They're down to 89 total population this week. 16 of those are out of county, and we're actually waiting on a couple spots at the halfway house and at Oakdale. So hopefully we'll see those numbers continue to trickle down over the next week or two.
Good. Thank you,
Sheriff. Ken Heinemann, Community Services.
Good morning. I'd like to thank Rodney and his crew for clearing the snow. There's a lot of sidewalks around the three buildings in our complex, and a lot of driveways and just the whole thing. They keep it really nice and clean and salted, and we appreciate it. The new seal, we had a seal website, but we've changed it, so it's still a work in progress, but we have a person developing a better website for SEAL, and it used to be under southeastiowalink.net, but now it's going to be seiowalink.org. So it's going to be a different address for the website, and we got a lot more to do on it, but it's going to be a lot nicer website. Last Wednesday, January 20th, SEAL invited our contracted providers to a training on direct claims entry into CSN. And we had a lot of providers participate, and it was really good web-based training. We have two providers who are going to enter some of their contract, their claims in, just as a pilot kind of project to test it out, see how entering claims directly, having the providers do more of it. So the goal is that by July 1st, all of our contracted providers would be entering a majority of their claims into CSN themselves. We'd still have to do the back end of it. Patty would still be putting the cover sheets and everything on them, but it's a work in progress. So that's something that has been offered for a while from our CSN program, but our region's just starting to get into that. So that's all I have for today.
Thank you, Kim. Krista, I'm going to save you for last.
Okay.
I hope we got online.
I have a few on here. We'll start with Jared Lassiter with Land Use.
Jared Lassiter, Land Use.
Good morning. I don't really have anything to go over today. No agenda items. Just moving forward, keeping busy as usual.
Thank you, Jared.
Janelle Nally Longquist, Des Moines County Treasurer.
Janelle Nally Longquist, Des Moines County Treasurer.
Good morning. We're just keeping busy, but I have nothing new to report.
Thank you, Janelle.
That's all I have.
You're welcome.
Krista.
I asked him, he said Jared was just going to give a report.
I'm saving you for last, I'll make it a little announcement. I'd had somebody's contacted me a couple times, and they had a number of questions about the vaccine. And anyway, so I sent them an email, so I'm just as a reminder, I'm going to ask you some questions, and you're going to explain that phone number to me. But the anyone that has any questions or comments can email the Board of Supervisors at board@dmcounty.com. That's board@dmcounty.com. Or phone 319-753-8203, extension 4. That's 319-753-8203, extension 4. Krista, it's all yours.
All right. Well, I'll kind of start out with the numbers where we're currently at. So our 7-day rolling percentage is 14%. So we've seen a little bit of an increase in the COVID activity for our county. The 14 days at 12%, because we had those lower numbers going into this, we've just seen a little bit of a spike. Total number of cases in the last 2 weeks is 203. Total year to date is 3,955. We are currently moving towards phase 1B of the COVID vaccination program. We have this infographic on our Facebook page. I'm going to email it to Terry as well and put it onto the county website. And that talks about people 65 and older. Starting February 1st, we'll be eligible for the vaccine, as well as it is a tiered approach. So there's 5 tiers under the 1B category. The first tier is first responders, which includes firefighters, police officers, child welfare, and social workers. And then it's pre-K. So there's a level under the tiers as well. So we have level 1, and then it's level 2 under tier 1 would be the pre-K to 12 school staff, early childhood education, and child care workers. And then once that is completed, once we feel like we have reached those people, then we can move to tier 2, which then goes into food and agriculture distribution and manufacturing workers who work or live in congregate settings that do not allow for social distancing. And so I won't go through all of these, but we'll get this posted on the website as well. And also have shared this with the Hawkeye, so I think that she was going to put some of this information on as well. So what we have is starting in February 1st, we're looking at moving into having people 65 and older be able to receive the vaccine. So I want to thank Colin and his staff. IT worked very hard yesterday to put together what we call a scheduling line. People are able to call in, leave their name, their date of birth, and a contact number to be able to get onto the list when we do receive vaccines. I want to stress, we don't have any vaccine at this point to give. What we have is boost vaccine. People that have gotten the primary, we obviously always get the second part to the primary dose. So we do have boost dose. but we are at the point that we really don't have any prime or first-time doses vaccines to give. We're hoping that we'll get an allocation. We're obviously, because we're moving into a broader range of people who are eligible to receive the vaccine, our goal would be that we would receive enough vaccine to open up a drive-through clinic. We receive enough. I was at the city council meeting last night, the work session, and they approved that we could use the Memorial Auditorium to do a drive-through clinic. But we would need to have quite a few vaccines to be able to put that into place. I mean, if we only receive an allocation of 100, we'll continue to take that off the list of people that are on the list. You know, if we receive a lot where we can open up a drive-through clinic, we will again open it up to the public, again letting people who are on the list know that and then it would be first come, first serve as far as the availability of that vaccine. So yesterday afternoon, Colin got the website going. I think within the first hour, we had 200 and some phone calls to the point that we already ran out of space. That has been fixed, so anyone that calls in, it'll be in the order that people give them information in. So again, I want to stress, we don't really have any vaccine at this point. We don't know when the vaccine is coming. We hope that with 1B opening up, that would get us some vaccine. As well as one of the things that they talked about is the vaccine that currently is coming has to be split between the pharmacy programs, which go to the contracted pharmacies that go to the long-term care, assisted living. They're hoping to wrap that up by the end of this month, which means that whatever's allocated to the state then will start going to the local health departments for allocation throughout the county.
At the end of this month?
Yes, that is the hope. And I know that it is my understanding from what I've heard that within the very near future, all of the long-term cares in our community will have received the vaccine. So if that's the case across the state, the whole allotment is, the federal government and the state had an agreement that whatever came to the state had to be split. Half of it went to the long-term care pharmacy agreements and half of it went to the counties for to be given out amongst the community and people that fit into these phases. Once that long-term care obligation is completed and the nursing homes and long-term cares are taken care of, then all of that will start coming in to be allocated to public health to be spread amongst the community. So we're hoping that in the very near future, that will increase the amount of vaccine that we receive. So to date, people who live in our county have received 2,077 vaccines. Our county providers, so people in the county.
Does that include long-term care? Are those just the vaccinations outside the long-term, outside the ones the pharmacies are giving to the long-term care?
You know, that's a good question. I'm assuming that probably does include everyone in the county, all recipients that live in the county. Now, by providers, our county, so we have, you know, hospital has provided some of the vaccine. We provided some of the vaccine. Again, the pharmacies have provided some of the vaccine. But some of these people don't live in our county, but the state has not said you can't give another county resident the vaccine, or if somebody lives in another state, that you're not able to give them vaccine. So we have been giving vaccines as long as they fit the criteria put forth by the state. And so our county providers have given 2,544 doses, which is a pretty significant number when you look on the vaccination chart compared to the other counties around us. And the completed doses by residents that live in our county is 594 has completed the series. I know that's a very small number. We would all like it to be much bigger than that, but unfortunately we just don't have the vaccine for that to get bigger at this point. Did I answer those questions?
Well, some of them. I appreciate that you're going to put that on the website. Could you give us that? It's a phone number anybody can call.
Yes. Our telephone number to call in is, and again, for people to get onto the list, is 319-208-5668. So it's 319-208-5668.
And Krista did give me that information yesterday, so I put a news flash on our website. Okay. It has the coronavirus little thing that we had on there before,
and it was in the Hawkeye this morning.
Okay. Bob would have come over and taken care of my driveway out of paper. But he wasn't there.
He would have delivered my paper. I had one, so I got read it this morning.
I don't know if mine was delivered or not.
Poor Bob.
So you've got that that handout there, so.
Yeah, and you said, give that to me and I'll attach it to that.
Try to keep that, the website updated is with what information we have. We're at the mercy of whether we get sent vaccine or not. Now, the pharmacies, they've got a, those are national pharmacies. So they've got a deal between the feds and the state, and you don't have anything to do with how many vaccines they get, but all their sole responsibility is to vaccinate the residents in long-term care, assisted living, those type of facilities. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, and you said last night the city council approved using the vaccination of the site for a drive-through. Is it be drive-through, or people are going to have to go in, or are you just going to set up there because it's a big parking lot and have a drive-through?
I actually have a copy of the map that we've kind of put together for this program. It would definitely be a drive-through.
Okay.
So coming in.
That might be a good thing to put on the website. When we know it's going to be, so you don't have people.
Yes.
So you don't have people out there parked there in the morning.
And they did say that we would be able to use the parking lot as well.
Okay.
So. And so the goal would be coming in on that Washington streets. And then driving in, we would have a, obviously you can see there's multiple stations there. We would ask people at that point in time, there's certain things that disqualify people from getting the vaccine. And so we're hoping just by, because we're thinking that's gonna be a lot of people coming through. So at that station one, the question's gonna be, have you had a anaphylactic reaction to an injectable vaccine? If your answer to that is yes, then it's contraindicated to get the COVID vaccine. Those are the kind of questions we would ask there. Make sure, first of all, make sure they're over 65. Are you 65 and older? And so what we're trying to do is figure out a way, because we're afraid, we're thinking there's going to be a lot of drive up traffic for this once this is opened up. So what we're trying to do is make that flow of traffic go as well as possible. And it would be, people would stay in their car. So they would weave around that north parking lot. They would stay in their car, have everything ready to go, come to the vaccination station. And that is where that canopy is that you drive under. And so we plan to vaccinate there. And then the vaccine requires people to stay 15 to 30 minutes after the vaccine. If you have a history of taking blood thinners or those kind of things, you have to stay 30 minutes. So what we have is a parking lot set up in that south side, and the goal would be that people would stay in their car. We'll monitor that. We have, you know, healthcare professionals out there monitoring that as well. And we're going to ask people that, you know, if they're having issues, that they either honk their horn, turn on their flashers to notify. It makes it easier to monitor in a large area like that. And of course, we'll still have people that will monitor, walk throughout the parking lot as well. Gina Harden and her CERT team has been great in helping us try and figure out volunteers to do this program as well. So everyone's really come together. The fire department has been working on, they have a incident command center that they can set up. So that circle in the middle there would be that we've put our name on an incident command, a portable incident command center we could set up, because obviously if this is winter time, it's snowing, it's cold outside, we need a place for the staff to be able to put things without everything getting wet, the informational forms, as well as to be able to to get it, go in and out of. And so we are looking at that first site there, having the McGruff trailer, just to be able to have the supplies that we need, and then there would be an incident command center tent kind of in the center. And then again, so that's tentatively where it's at. So we're hoping that, again, this is all dependent on getting vaccine, because we have all the plans in place, we're ready to go, but we need the vaccine. And so we tentatively went from February 1st, since that is when phase 1B opens up, and hoping there will be a vaccine with that, but we have plans.
And I believe you've told me this a couple times, so my mind, memory always needs to be refreshed. You typically would find out early in the week, Monday or Tuesday, that you're getting X number of vaccines, and it would show up later in the week. But you don't have any more notice than that.
Yeah, we don't. Usually it's typical Monday or Tuesday, and actually Monday was not very productive. The only thing we were notified of that we would get booster doses to match the last round of vaccine that we received. So I'm not real sure what this week looks like. I was very optimistic that Monday was going to look good, but it didn't. I don't know that we're going to get anything this week. I'm still trying to call the state and see if I can get any clarification, if they're going to send out more notices. Yeah, unfortunately.
And we're doing 100 million? 100 billion shots in 100 days. We're going to need some vaccine.
Yeah.
I know this is extremely frustrating and stressful for everyone involved in the we could get this on the website, but not before we know when it's going to be, so we don't have 1,000 cars down there 6 weeks ahead of time. The individual I'd heard from, you are free to call or email us if you've got any questions about this at all. And we will continue with the meeting, but you can call at any time and it won't be a big deal if you interrupt us. So thank you very much, Krista, and I know it's frustrating.
I was just going to mention real quick, one of the guys in my office too messaged me before the board meeting, apparently that mailbox that we set up yesterday that Krista was talking about with the phone line, there's already 1,077 messages in there before the meeting, so it's getting called, so.
It is.
She's a... Kind of bad for Krista. I mean, we got a lot of stuff to go through over there.
Yeah.
Chairman, were you addressing the lady with the 94, the 95-year-old mother?
No, this was...
somebody else?
It was somebody else, I'm sure, but I don't think this individual has a this mother. Her mother would probably be older than that.
Older than 94?
Well, I don't know. This person is asking for she and some friends that she's trying to help get vaccinated. So, okay. Did I miss anybody? Okay. Correspondence.
We did have, Tom and myself went up to MEPO and got to sit with Vicki Stoller, and that was interesting. Still waiting to see how that's going to turn out with the district, but
Corps of Engineers, the most wonderful department in the federal government. Okay, when you have time, I can entertain you with stories out of the construction.
Anyways, that was all I really had. That was interesting.
It was interesting, and I was proud of you. Asked some good questions of them, kept on her toes.
And the whole time, I wish somebody could have been there with me the whole time. Tom sitting there like this. You want to crack just a little bit of a smile to think that you were interested.
He wasn't getting the date yet. It's my normal look. Okay, we will proceed to discussion and vote. We have a City of Mediapolis law enforcement agreement for fiscal 21-22. Kevin, I'm assuming this is basically the same as last year, only it would no longer include any DESCOM.
Correct. It has, I believe, like a 2.4% increase. That just reflects our increase in personnel costs. Very happy with the contract, the payment, and we have a great relationship with Mediapolis, Danville, and Middletown. It's a service we're glad to provide, and it allows us to keep our personnel on as well. So very happy to have it, and love to see you pass it.
Let's see what we can do.
Move to approve.
A second.
Terry.
Jim Carey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Ice Fishers of America.
Okay, we have a Class C liquor license for the Hy-Vee Waddell wedding at the Barn on the Ridge. I can never find the date on these things.
I think it's 3
March 4th. March 4th.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Jim Carey.
Yes.
Shane McCambell?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
We have the annual fireworks permit for J&amp;M Displays.
I move that we accept the application.
Second that.
Terry?
Shane McCambell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
You know, it's kind of nice watching them test them. I can see them from my house.
I can catch them every now and then, too.
Do you?
Yeah.
Over the years, we've pulled off alongside the road every once in a while when we'd be traveling about them, watch those for a while.
Yeah.
If I'm surrounded, I can watch them from my house, too.
I can only see them when the leaves are off the trees.
You're too close.
I know, I'm too close. I sit down in a hole, so.
And we have another election canvas. The results of the Burlington North Bottoms Levy and Drainage District election.
This one has fewer ballots to count.
Well, then, this will probably be safe for me to do it. That's all. These are all.
You can unclip that if you need to, Tom.
They need to take their shoes off.
That was pretty good.
That's an experienced department head.
Are you one of those? Okay, thank you.
I guess I do too. Probably more staples than this than in our books.
They stapled the envelope to the ballot from each entity that gets to vote for this one.
Need this mic back?
No, well, fortunately, we weren't paid by the hour.
It's the most physical labor I've seen out of a board member.
I don't want to read that.
Start typing.
You know, his contract is coming up.
This has got to be riveting on YouTube.
I guess I just thought everything was paper.
No, there's all sorts of all sorts of staples in these. That's a. Okay. I am gone.
Where else can you get excitement like this on a Tuesday morning?
We're it. I'll tell you what, as I take them apart, I'm going to give them to you, Shane.
I know how to count this time.
Okay. Ryan mentioned that I am concerned about this cutting into our YouTube numbers. We probably aren't getting close to getting paid for this, are we?
Actually, it's more action than I saw the entire meeting last week.
You probably dozed off. Are we in double figures yet?
Average about 10.
Not bad. Okay. Okay.
got?
We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, all for Roger.
That's what I have, it's 6 for Roger Lindner, and it's unanimous.
Yes, sir.
And we need to approve the election results.
I move that we approve the election results for the Burlington North Bottoms Levy and Drainage District.
I need to look there.
No!
I had a guy watching last week and said, how do you know that election was right? You didn't even check the ballot, so I'm looking at it.
He knows you're watching.
And he told me, he said, beside that, you look silly having your mask hanging over your ear.
So you got fashion critique and...
Well, I'm gonna do this right.
Like Brian, he said, I'm no broker, didn't take off his shoes, so he didn't count.
So they couldn't tell if I'm looking here right now. Sorry about that, guys.
Well,
just throwing it.
More action than the destapling.
Yep.
Okay. That this was easier than counting those 20,000 ballots from the general election?
Mm-hmm. You had envelopes in there too, didn't you?
They weren't all stapled together.
I will second it.
Okay.
Terry.
Shane Campbell?
Yes, please.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Roper?
Kind of the top page where I can stamp that.
You guys need.
I'll just give it to Tom.
Yeah, that's one.
Tom Roper?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Congratulations to Mr. Lindner. The landslide. We have personnel actions. We have 2 personnel actions for the auditor's office. We have Angie Pace, clerk 2, an 18-month step increase. The previous rate was $31,817.25. The new rate is $32,937.50. And we have Sarah, is it Doty?
Doty, I think.
Sarah Doty, a new payroll first deputy, new hire effective February 4th, 2021. The new rate is $44,801.52.
Move to approve both of them.
Second.
Carrie.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes. And we have 1 personnel action for the conservation. We have William Wagner Ernst, Natural Resources Manager. 22 hours of unpaid leave during probationary period.
I move to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes. And we have reports. We have clerk of courts report of fees collected for December 2020. We have the jail statistics for December 2020. We have the county auditor's report of fees collected for the quarter ending September 30th, 2020. And the county auditor's report of fees collected for the quarter ending December 31st, 2020. These reports will be on file at the auditor's office and available for public review. minutes for the regular meeting of January 19th, 2021.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry?
Tim Carey?
Yes.
Shane McCambell?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. Any other business?
I have none.
Future agenda items?
I have none.
We should probably get that compensation board on the agenda next week. Work for you guys.
That's fine.
And also, when do you want to do the employee evaluations for the?
Probably schedule them for the next couple weeks. Why don't you touch base with Colin and Brian?
The three that are in here?
And Ken, yeah. Committee reports.
I'm fine.
I'm good. I attended the same meeting with the Corps of Engineers that Shane did. That was all I had. Public input. If anybody from the public would like to address the board, in light of limited attendance, you may email the Board of Supervisors at board@dmcounty.com. That's board@dmcounty.com, or call 319-753-8203, extension 4. That's 319-753-8203, extension 4. We'll give you 2 minutes to initiate that call. In the meantime, if anybody in the Mike.
Yeah, Michael Cecil, 2815 Herblow. Having grown up in Burlington and played Little League baseball, I skated Lake Starker, worshiped the curly slide, sliding down it on Sturzing sacks, reading in the paper that we may actually do something about the Cascade Bridge. We don't know how they're going to pay for it, but it seems like there's a green light to investigate it. I'm real pleased. It's been a long time, and I'd like to have the Cascade Bridge. It's not the county's responsibility, but it's nice.
Was that in the paper this morning?
Yeah. Okay. It just said that they'd given it the okay, and that was the extent of it. And I just thought, oh.
It's been a long time coming.
Oh, it's been a long time. You've been around dealing with that stuff forever.
Yeah,
so
it's been a long time.
Anyway, tickle me.
Okay. Good. I'm tickled with you. Bob?
Yesterday I interviewed a man in New York City named Davey Andrews because he wrote and recorded a song about the Burlington Bees. And it's really good. And I'll play it for anybody after the meeting if you'd like to hear it. But I'm thinking about approaching City Council to ask that they make it the official song of Burlington.
Oh.
Michael heard it yesterday. It's good.
Is it? Yeah. Good like that, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
I got one. The Invisible Man and the Invisible Woman, they had kids. Not much to look at. Oh. The waitress. Lisa's about to have me arrested. I can see what your mind is doing.
You're smiling behind that mask.
I want to pull it down to prove it.
After working with Todd Shell for a number of years, the eye rolls just are uncontrollable.
That's muscle memory. That's muscle memory.
Are we back under 10 viewers, Paul?
We just lost a couple.
Okay, well, our 2 minutes are up. So with an aye, we're adjourned.
Aye.
We're adjourned.